This is the way it is. Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are just about to start their debate. It's their first of three over the next month, ahead of the November 3rd election. The event is held in the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio. Biden has maintained a 7% advantage for weeks over Mr. Trump in national polls, but the race is closer in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Mr. Trump could do what he did in 2016, once again lose the popular vote as he did against Hillary Clinton, and still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory. There are estimates that some 100 million Americans will be watching the debate tonight, either on television or live stream. The number of people killed by COVID-19 has surpassed 1 million. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, which put the total number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million. Lamenting what he called an agonizing milestone, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the world to overcome the challenge presented by the pandemic and to learn from past mistakes made at the outset. Responsible leadership matters, Guterres said. Science matters, cooperation matters, and misinformation kills. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the coronavirus, which is believed to have originated in Wuhan, China, late last year. As the pandemic reaches that grim milestone of a million deaths, a World Health Organization official said the actual death toll is probably higher. The 1 million fatalities are among more than 33.2 million people around the world who have been infected by the disease. From Washington.